Welcome back to the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA, Monday afternoon. Robin Gregg hanging with you, welcoming to the program. Representing the 9th Legislative District, Senator Mark Schessler. Senator, thank you for your time today. We appreciate you joining us.
Well, great to be back with your listeners.
So, Senator, talk to us about week one of the legislative session. Any surprises thus far or any disappointments thus far?
Well, I think we're probably longer on disappointments than we are positive surprises. A lot of interest in spending tax dollars. No interest in giving it back to the hardworking taxpayer.
You know, Senator, it's been a theme for some time with the increased revenue, with the budget forecasts, and then the revenue coming in being greater than what was forecast. It's been going on ever since roughly Initiative 502 was passed and those collections began and legalized marijuana came into Washington State. We continue to see more money come in. We continue to see more ways to spend it, maybe not necessarily great ways to spend it. And you're right. We don't hear anything about tax cuts coming for residents of Washington State. What are some of the things that you are seeing already that are more creative ways to throw good money after bad money?
Well, let's look at the Washington Future Fund. Deposits $3,200 in any child born to the Apple Health Program, invested by the State Investment Board with no conditions on whether they're eligible for college, trade school, start up a business, just a blank check. Now, this child born into Apple Health, parents could live the American dream, get ahead, be financially independent, and they don't need it. Or their grade point, unlike many other state and federal programs, doesn't merit college. It's really one of the huge giveaways that is out here, along with more for everybody except the taxpayer. I represent multiple border counties with Idaho. In Idaho, they have a debate over what taxes they should cut, or whether some general fund dollars should make some transportation improvements, which is just the opposite of the debate we're having here in Olympia this year.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Idaho border counties. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the average price for gasoline in Coeur d'Alene is like $3.35 a gallon. Here, if you go right across the Washington state line, it jumps like by 35 cents. I mean, that's not sustainable, and gas prices are only supposed to go up naturally. I expect we'll have like $4.59 a gallon or something like that by the time Memorial Day rolls around. Is there anything that we can do to stop that? I mean, maybe repeal the gas tax, maybe lower it, maybe perhaps even, you know, consider a gas sales tax holiday.
Well, we don't pay the sales tax on gasoline here, thank God, because with all the local option taxes, it's hard telling what it would be. I don't worry about these at the state level. At least we know our gas tax goes to improvements on places like Highway 26 and 395. This is without the cap and tax proposal that passed last year, or the low carbon fuel standards, which are going to add even more. We haven't seen anything yet. These programs that were passed last year haven't even been implemented. When they do, look out for your wallet.
Now, Senator Schessler, you did have a bill that made it through the Senate, a bill that the Senate had approved previously. The House did not decide that they wanted to make your bill law. But this bill would help school districts addressing maintenance needs. Tell us about the bill. Why such a large margin to pass in the Senate, and why the House apparently doesn't want anything to do with it?
Well, we, you work an issue long enough, you perfect it. I worked with the classified employees of our public schools, and they became supporters. Worked with the members, perfected it. Senator Wellman actually ran the amendment to it on the floor to modify it for this year. I started my conversations with House leadership this fall, past fall, and I'm going to keep doing it, because if you look at if the Pasco school system could deposit 1% of their budget into an account annually, they would never have to come to the voters for a bond issue to put new roofs on the buildings or new HVAC systems, and it would be paid for with cash. But you have to have that ironclad lockbox. You ask our directors, our superintendents, they think it's a great idea.
Well, and Senator Schessler, it would seem to make sense. What is the resistance?
Well, the resistance is the teachers' union said, we don't want a lockbox savings account. We think we should have a simple majority to pass school bonds and raise your taxes even higher. Now, given a choice between an optional savings account and higher property taxes, I know where my constituents will go.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. What's on the docket for this week, sir?
Well, I think there's a chance we'll see some of the gun control bills. And I had some really interesting statistics for your listeners that just came.
Please share.
Okay. Senate Bill 5568, which restricts open carry. 87.5% of the people testified con, 12% pro, and 11 other. Senate Bill 5690, which would allow ceremonial firearms for 21 gun salutes for our veterans, 56% pro, 43.6% con. The assault weapons bill, hear a lot about 5217 from your listeners. 91.9 out of over 5,000 people that signed in testified con. Of those that testified, 132 con, 26 pro, and 5 other. When we get to proactive support of the Second Amendment, Senator Linda Wilson's firearm theft bill, 5407, 68.2% signed pro, and 386 or 31.7% con. This is what the open testimony is saying, signing in from out. The chair allowed 18 people to testify, 10 pro, 8 con. And this is supporting law and order and increasing criminalization of firearm theft. So we're seeing, you know, this is what the people are saying. The question is, does the majority listen?
Senator, one of our listeners shot us an email wondering where the status of anything emergency powers related happens to be right now.
Right now, the majority in the Senate is refusing to hear the bill, waiting to see if the House will do anything. I think it's a tragedy that we heard the pickleball bill and it moved to rules before we heard about the emergency powers. As we approach 2 years, ask the average voter, what's more important, pickleball is our state sport, or taking an objective look at the governor's emergency powers?
Well, nobody wants to have the hard conversations, apparently, and that goes to the Long-Term Care Act. We heard Democrats leading into this session saying they were open to changing this or fixing this. Has there been any movement there either?
Well, the House has been hearing bills to kick the can down the road and nip and tuck around the edges. But as we talked about before session, if you take away the most egregious parts of the bill, you need to possibly double the premiums to give the same benefit. The benefit assumes $100 a day for 1 year. That's a joke. We know that if you go to a skilled nursing home, that money's going to last about 3 or 4 months. And there's a million ways you can spend it before you actually get into long-term care. It's one of the, I guess the best way to compare it is to get taken in by a fast-talking timeshare salesman.
Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District, appreciate you taking the time with us today, sir. We know you've got business to attend to, so again, we appreciate you breaking away, joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again later on in the session.
Well, great to be back with you and your listeners.
Thank you very much, Senator Schessler. Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District joining us here.